Marin Williams singing Good News with the Ward Singers. A good way, I think, to begin a special presentation of gospel music on this, the last day of Black History Month, because the word gospel derives from the old English God, meaning good, and spell, meaning news. And I hope that you'll find this next hour a lot of musical good news, because I'll be playing some of my favorite recordings from the golden age of gospel music that took place during the 1930s through the early 60s during this hour. It's a major art form and an incredibly influential one that has gone largely unacknowledged by mainstream America. So I hope that you'll open your ears to the incredible wide-ranging artistry that's on display with this music. I'll begin with one of the few major gospel stars to break through into the larger American popular culture, Mahalia Jackson, who is often referred to as the Queen of Gospel. And here she is singing the moving spiritual A City Called Heaven. And then I'll follow her with some other Chicago-based singers of her time, the glorious-based voiced Bessie Griffin, who's accompanied by Professor Alex Bradford, and the marvelous baritone Rosales McKissick singing with the Roberta Martin Singers.
I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow. I'm left in this old wide world. I'm left in this wide world alone. But I
Ah. and sometimes I am driven on. But I've heard of a city called heaven, and I've studied to make a heaven.
Ship of Zion,
tis the old
ship of Zion. ship of thine,
ship of thine.
Tis the old
ship of thine,
ship of thine.
Oh, ship of thine.
I've got on board early one morning.
Three very beautiful voices, Narsalis McKissick with the Martin Singers and the Old Ship of Zion, and then Bessie Griffin with Alex Bradford and What Makes a Man Turn His Back on God. We opened with A City Called Heaven, Poor Pilgrim of Sorrow by Mahalia Jackson in this celebration of the great gospel musical tradition on this, the last day of Black History Month. We will continue with some other singers. You may recognize a few of the names, like Sam Cooke, after we take a little break. There are really two traditions within what we call gospel music, the gospel music tradition. We just heard some examples of that. And then there's the quartet tradition. And probably the most influential quartet lead was a man named R.H. Harris, who sang with the Soul Stirrers before he left, and Sam Cooke took over as the lead singer with the Soul Stirrers. We're going to hear R.H. Harris from 1939 and then Sam Cooke's most famous recording with the Soul Stirrers. And we'll finish with a wonderful singer named Cecil Shaw singing with a group that's doing quartet parts, although they're not a quartet, the Union Spiritual Singers.
Oh, Sick so very long, but she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." She cried, "Oh, and oh, 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 and oh, oh," said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now." She stood there crying, "Oh,
just wash my soul with water from on high. Oh, yes.
Three quartet recordings, starting with Walk Around, R.H. Harris with the Soul Surfers. R.H. Harris, once dubbed the father of them all because of his far-ranging influence. And then Sam Cooke, and there was a whole school of Sam Cooke imitators, especially after he died. This was his huge gospel hit with the Soul Surfers, Touch the Hem of His Garment. And then we heard Jesus Be My Keeper, Cecil Shaw with the Union Spiritual Singers. Let's listen to a few more quartet recordings. Jess Whitaker, who you'll hear a lot of Ray Charles in. Well, Jess Whitaker was first. With a very, very popular quartet of the time, the Pilgrim Travelers, Lord Hold My Hand. And then Ira Tucker and the Dixie Hummingbirds. And they even... Well, I think they were the backup on Bridge Over Troubled Water. So they also sometimes crossed over into pop music. Ira Tucker, Thank You for One More Day. And then Julius Cheeks, who influenced everybody, including Wilson Pickett, most obviously. And he'll be singing Burying Ground with the Sensational Nightingales. This is a celebration of the great gospel tradition on the last day of Black History Month.
Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand while I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, jury night. Oh, no, I don't know how. I don't know, I don't know, God knows, and I don't want to run this race.
Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Dad, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Dad,
while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet.
Oh, Lord,
while I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, children, I don't want. Oh, no, I don't know, I don't know. I know that God knows, and I don't want to run this
race. Oh, Lord, teach me to
pray. Oh, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, teach me to pray. While I run this race. Oh, Lord, teach me to pray. While I run this race. Oh, I don't want, well, no, no, sure, and I
don't want.
Hey, no, 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 I don't know. Oh, no, 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 oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, 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 oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, yeah, no, oh, no, 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 oh, no, 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 hey, no, 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 yeah, no, yeah, no, 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 oh, no, 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 hey, no, 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 God knows, and I don't want to run this race in vain.
Real heavy, and when old trouble get in your way, when you have failed and been so disappointed, and when care have made can bear, and I'm so glad I know the worth of prayer. And when we kneel
down to pray,
just say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for one more day.
shorter every day. Oh, help me, Lord. Well, when old darkness is all around me, and when nothing seems to go my way, I'll just kneel and say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for one more day. I want to tell you here,
can't you
hear the church bell tolling?
Church bells tolling.
I wonder, can you hear,
can't you
hear the church bell tolling?
Church bells tolling.
I want to tell you here,
can't you
hear the church bell tolling?
Church bells tolling.
Well, yonder. And now the hearse will roll.
The hearse will roll.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
In the new barren ground.
Barren ground.
It kept on rolling.
Kept on rolling. Kept on rolling.
Till it rolled my father.
My father to the grave.
It kept on rolling.
Kept on rolling.
And one more. Roll my father, God knows it did. It kept on rolling, Lord help me now. Till it rolled
my father to the grave.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
Well, yonder.
And I've got a mother.
Well, yonder.
Three singers who had an incredible impact on what would come to be known as soul music, the popular music, but here singing in the great gospel tradition, quartet tradition, Reverend June Cheeks, Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales, and Burying Ground before that, Ira Tucker with the Dixie Hummingbirds, and Thank You for One More Day. And we opened with Jess Whitaker, one of the three wonderful leads with the Pilgrim Travelers. They were singing Lord, Hold My Hand. We'll continue. We'll listen to some of the great women, because gospel music actually encouraged women to be great soloists. And we'll come back with a few of those recordings after we take a little break on this celebration of the great gospel music tradition on the last day of Black History Month. Gospels had lots of women who are stars, women who have had a real impact on jazz singing. Dinah Washington comes out of the gospel tradition, although she never recorded as a singer. She did play piano on some Sally Martin recordings. But perhaps the most influential of all was Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the first big star in gospel music before Mahalia. We're going to hear her with, backed up by a wonderful quartet called the Dependable Boys, and everybody's going to have a good time. We'll follow that with Madame Edna Gallman Cook, one of the subtlest of all of the singers in this tradition. She's backed by another quartet, the Radio 4, with I've Got Religion, and then a bravura performance by the great Marion Williams on The Moan That Keeps Homes Together.
Listen, everybody, because I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Now you better get ready, because I'm telling you why. Jesus is the coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary, the lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Now how you gonna feel about when the things he say
on that judgment day?
I say now,
everybody gonna have religion,
you
and glory.
Know now.
Everybody gonna be singing
I
a story.
Say now,
everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, glory, hallelujah.
You better get your
reckoning of the coming
you
of the morning.
Know now.
You better get it ready, cause I'm giving
yes,
you
yes,
warning.
Yes,
everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Singing a story, everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
You better get you ready for the coming of morning.
You better get you ready, cause I'm giving you warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Away. Just go on, Mama. I'm coming. I'm coming. say, Father, good Lord, I stretch my hand. No other help, no other help, no other help I know. Woo, Lord, if I withdraw thyself from me. Ooh, I don't know where.
Marion Williams singing, Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee. It was released under the title The Moan That Keeps Homes Together. That and she, as you could probably hear, when so many people, Little Richard got his little scream out of Marion, who was a superstar when she was with the Ward Singers, and then later was the star of Black Nativity when it was originally produced on Broadway. Before that, Madam Edna Gallman-Cook with the Radio 4, and I've Got Religion, and we opened with Rosetta Tharpe, who is probably the favorite gospel singer of all the country singers. Elvis and Johnny Cash talked about how much they loved the way she sang. They did their own versions of things that she had done, pretty much note for note, and her guitar playing had an incredible impact on both country and gospel. We're going to go now to one of the great voices in gospel music, J. Robert Bradley, Martin Luther King's favorite singer, and we'll hear him sing Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, the great spiritual, and then Brother Joe May, who has had another amazing voice. And he's accompanied by Sally Martin and the Martin Singers. And Sally Martin, listen to her version. When she joins in, she sounds like a male bass. Another, we'll follow that with a woman who often has been compared to male singers, Mavis Staples. She's with the Staples Singers and Uncloudy Day. And we'll end this little segment with Aretha Franklin's father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, singing his version of Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, alone with a home. I ain't got a friend.
like I ain't got a friend. Sometimes I feel like I ain't got a friend. Along with from home.
Well, the I got a home, got a home beyond the sky. Well, oh, well, oh, they tell me,
Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers with a white gospel classic on Cloudy Day. We preceded that with Working on the Building, Brother Joe May with Cora Martin and Sally Martin and the Martin Singers. And we opened with the man they used to call Mr. Baptist, J. Robert Bradley. Incredible voice. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. We've run out of time, unfortunately. I had so many other things I wanted to play, but we'll go out with a recording that often was the last thing that was played on gospel programs in the 50s and 60s. The J. Earl Hines and the great St. Paul's Baptist Church Choir of Los Angeles, and God Be With You. I hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of gospel music from the Golden Age. As part of our participation in Black History Month on the Leonard LoPate Show.
Well, God.
God be with you.
I said.